Good morning. It's 25th of April. Our first reading for today is Deuteronomy 10 and 11, which is a continuation of the speeches of Moses. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant's book once again, and this section starts in chapter 9 of Deuteronomy. I read, "Speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord hath driven out the nations before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess the land." Spiritual pride, a danger second to none and abhorrent in the highest degree. It seized Israel throughout the ages, and she spurned the Gentiles in her self-righteousness. She rejected Jesus because he saw through her self-woven cloak when she refused the righteousness which comes from God only. It is a danger which has not diminished over the ages. It threatens persons, it threatens ecclesias, and it threatens our whole community. If we imagine that there is some inherent goodness in us, which has given us a footing in God's house, placed him in some position of obligation to us, then we have missed the whole meaning of salvation. It is of grace. True enough, it involves works, but these are works of thankfulness and response, and not works of merit and right. Moses reminded Israel of her repeated folly, her stiff-neckedness and rebellion. We may not be guilty of these things, though they are by no means impossible to us. But we are every one guilty of repeated sin and inherent weakness, a constant marring of the image of God within us. There is, therefore, no place for spiritual pride, for my righteousness, but a rejoicing that it is by faith and grace that we shall be saved. Moses reminded the nation of the golden calf. "And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my hands and brake them before your eyes." This dramatic moment, which the new generation had seen in their youth, was renewed by the vigour of Moses' rehearsal. They learned too of his prayers. "I fell down before the Lord, and I prayed for Aaron also at the same time." Such was the spirit of the leader. Prayers like these are the spirit of Christ. "Simon, I have prayed for thee," is of the same cast. This is the kind of spirit which characterized the prayers of Nehemiah, Ezra, and Daniel. Let us learn to share this yearning on behalf of others. It will increase our own spiritual stature, all unbeknown to us. But the understanding of Moses went beyond the sinners of Israel. He had a compassion which he knew to be after the pattern of God. Moses' sympathies were wide, and he insisted that Israel should remember the stranger. "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt." This wide compassion is part of our understanding of God. "He giveth his rain to the good and evil, and causeth his sun to shine on the just and unjust." So the Israelite must love the Israelite and the stranger, having compassion on every man who is oppressed. In this Jesus our Lord excelled. In the Gospels there are many examples of his extensive mercy on those in need. And that includes us. Thank you for listening.